Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Todzer talking about profitability in feedlots here at the end of 2020. In just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Express Ranch's fall bull sale is coming Monday, October 5th, 11 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma, featuring 650 head on offer, 270 Angus bulls, 44 Hereford bulls, and a lot more. You can attend in person or see it live on SLA TV, Superior Livestock, or on liveauction.tv. Express Ranches provides genomically enhanced EPDs on their bulls. You can check out the sale catalog and sale videos for the fall bull sale at expressranches.com. Randy Block with Cattle Facts told the Cattle Raisers virtual convention a few days ago that there was some profitability out there for the feedlot sector and really for other sectors, back down to the cow-calf end of the business in the days to come. Well, Dr. Glenn Todzer, K-State livestock market economist, says that profitability point is now here for the feedlot end of our cattle business. He says it all relates back to the falling cattle prices we saw back in the springtime as we saw COVID-19 rear its ugly head.
Yeah, and my numbers are updated as of September 15th. It's monthly, and the number you're referring to there is an October closeout of $102. For somebody that wasn't hedged, and that would be the strongest month that's being projected. More broadly, those projections are positive all the way through next March, and then a little bit of a hiccup in April, and they're positive again in May. So on balance, fed cattle prices have improved relative to feeder cattle prices. Mm-hmm. So feeder cattle in particular were depressed. Remember how this works. Cattle coming out of feed yards in October would have been purchased roughly 6 months earlier, and in my exercise, the placement feeder price was about 122, and then we're projecting fed cash price of about 112 for the month of October, so underneath those numbers. So that is certainly a positive differential if you're a feedlot operator. But key to that story was the depressed feeder cattle prices back in the spring, which was COVID-19 in spades.
And Dr. Todzer says from what he sees right now in the futures market, there is some opportunity to lock in some black ink, at least a little bit, at this time.
You know, I'm not sitting here saying everybody should hedge and lock that in. I don't know enough about individual operations to do that. What I will note is, you know, there certainly is massive uncertainty on about every component of this for the next 6 months, even just the feed crop. You know, we still have a little bit of uncertainty. Certainly political and trade and COVID uncertainties remain. I'm highlighting all that because I do think there are some profitable hedging opportunities for a feedlot. And if you are sort of comfortable with locking that in to offset some of those uncertainties, to make it another 6 months to fight another fight, so to speak, I think one needs to think about that. That's not for everybody, and I don't say that all the time, but the market is offering that for a few of these months, and I encourage people to at least explore that.
Dr. Glenn Todzer. All in all, some positive attitudes right now. Cassie Fish, from her daily commentary, writes that there are now expectations of seasonally higher box beef and cash cattle prices in the coming weeks. She adds that packers right now seem to be current, and that's helping us drive prices stronger. Now, on a related note, beef demand seems to be hanging in there fairly well. Dr. Todzer says that's a part of the key to getting that upward movement in cattle prices.
Yeah, so domestic first here, for the month of July, those USDA numbers that I track put us at about 16% gain domestic beef demand compared to prior year. That's obviously good. Pork up 10%, chicken down 3%. Round that out, look at export demand. Again, for the month of July, beef was down 9%, pork down 9%, chicken down 4%. You know, going forward, I have a little bit more optimism in domestic demand, just given the political uncertainties are key on export front. We need a recovery and a bounce back on the export front. That might happen indirectly because of ASF. So African swine fever is now present in Germany, and that is having some direct effects in the pork complex. And one could envision that having some of the long-anticipated spillover benefits for the beef complex. That's one reason for optimism. The second would be as a weaker U.S. dollar than we had earlier in the year and so forth. So Export demand was certainly weaker in July, and we need that to improve.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull and Female Sale Friday, October 9th at 1 o'clock at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. This year featuring 49 Red Angus 18-month-old bulls, 3 registered Red Angus bred heifers, and 8 registered Red Angus open heifers. Online bidding is available through DV Auction. For auction details and a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or contact Benji or Lori White, 580-334-2801.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.